21.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you can bring up whatever you want via the toll-free number at 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, and it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
Again, that number is 800-259-9231. We start things out by going right to your calls. Sam is on the line in Texas on the AMP line. Hello, Sam.
Hey, good afternoon, gentlemen.
Hey, you're on the air. What's on your mind?
I watched this documentary, frontline documentary on Kosovo that was made a few years ago. And I think it draws a lot of parallels with today's foreign policy and the way the United States federal government interferes in the affairs of other countries, and I wanted to kind of recount some of it.
Okay, sure.
So this is back in 1998. There was fighting going on in Kosovo, and there's the KLA, which is the Kosovo Liberation Army. Now, these are the ethnic Albanians who live in the Kosovo area. The Serbs see this as their sacred land, okay, so they started killing some of the KLA families. In one case, they threw a hand grenade into a house, killed 50 people. Mm. You know, grandma got blown through the wall. This was all going on during the Monica Lewinsky scandal. And so the West got involved and set up peace talks, okay? So the Albanians start kind of ramping up the violence because this is what they want. And this is, they knew that if the West got involved that it would help and they would probably take their side in the issue. So this is an example of just how previous interference by the U.S. in the affairs of other countries has drawn them into yet another conflict because the Kosovo people are kind of manipulating the U.S. government.
Hmm.
So NATO decides, you know, that the Slobodan Milosevic, the president of Yugoslavia, decides he's not going to listen. So they fly 85 jets along his border. They kind of laugh at that, call it the NATO's Balkan Air Show. the KLA steps in into the negotiations, and the U.S. sees that it's really getting sucked into their liberation war, and they kind of back off. So then the Bosnian people, this is Slobodan Milosevic's people, they start stepping up the attacks, start burning villages. The KLA killed 14 police officers, so the Bosnians went into one village and killed 35 people.
Mm.
There was a 18-month-year-old baby, a 4, 5, 6, and 9-year-old that were killed in those attacks. So then Madeleine Albright, the Secretary of State, decides, you know, oh, we can't allow these things to happen. That was a quote from her. So apparently it's just our job to go in and police the world.
Apparently.
So NATO sends out its air commander, which is a U.S. general, to go meet with Slobodan Milosevic. Kosovo ends up backing down, and the KLA and the police, they pull their troops out but leave the police forces in there, and the KLA and the police start fighting back and forth. There's another slaughter. The U.S. decides, okay, we need to send NATO troops into the region, and in the process, before they do that, they set up another peace negotiation. Well, the KLA backs out of the deal. I mean, they were balking at it. They didn't want, they wanted their independence. They didn't want this occupying force from outside of the country getting involved in their local affairs.
Okay.
So NATO basically abandoned the people that they were there. They were basically being abandoned by the people that they were there claiming to help. And Ms. Albright decides she's going to come out and set everybody straight. And so she goes out to these negotiations that are going on, and she arrives at like 12:30 at night. They mistake her for the cleaning lady and tell her, you know, can you give us 5 minutes and please leave? Because they didn't know who this lady was, and she just assumed that everybody would know her.
Huh.
Now she goes out and sets up a ultimatum and says, look, if the Serbs don't agree, we're going to bomb them, and if the Albanians don't agree with what we want, then we'll just walk out on them and let them get slaughtered by the Serbs. So the KLA ends up agreeing, the Serbs don't. And the U.S. pulls its teams from Serbia. The tanks are following right behind them. These are Slobodan Milosevic's tanks. And they just go on this genocide rampage and start slaughtering all of the ethnic Albanians in Kosovo. So really we kind of set them up for that. And they knew that the bombs were going to come, so why not get away with everything we can right now? So then NATO attacks. And, you know, but they do it, of course, by consensus and by committee. So So they planned this 2 to 3 nights of bombing with 90 targets. The generals were telling them this is a really bad idea. It didn't work. Milosevic wasn't fazed at all. The Albanians, though, they start abandoning Kosovo and leaving their homes in mass and heading for the hills as refugees now.
Well, they're being slaughtered, right, at this point?
Yeah, well, right. Basically, because the Slobodan Milosevic's forces are in there just going into villages, burning their houses, kick the gas line open, throw a hand grenade in. Mm. It blows the roof off. And there were also stories of them surrounding the villages on three sides. Whoever runs out would get captured and questioned. And then after they questioned them, they would shoot them.
Jeez,
and
wow.
That was just a formality, you know, to make it look good.
Mm.
So then, you know, this is really, really bad. So NATO's credibility is on the line. The organization is kind of crumbling.
And while all this is going on, you're saying that Americans were busy paying attention to Monica Lewinsky.
Yes. So this was all in the middle of that scandal, and the film actually went into detail about how that was really getting in the way. Eventually, that was cleared up here, and they were able to get past it. So NATO decides, all right, we're going to attack Belgrade, which is the capital of the city. This is a pretty modern city with high skyscrapers and so forth. And that's a huge success, but it scares the bureaucrats in NATO. And so then it becomes war by committee for each individual target. Now, if you've ever played like a first-person shooter game, can you imagine going to a committee before you hit one individual target?
No.
Complete failure.
Wow.
So what ends up happening is they're trying to stop soldiers from going into individual men, from going into a village and slaughtering the villagers with bombs from 15,000 feet in the air, which is just a failed strategy. So during this, the U.S. or NATO found this Serb military convoy, and they hit it and just knocked it out. Well, except it turns out it was a tractor pulling Kosovars, and it killed over 60 people.
Mm. Innocent people?
Children.
Yeah.
Yeah, innocent people, arms, legs, heads blown off. A lot of people were identified just by their clothes because, you know, there was nothing left. This was right before NATO's 50th anniversary. They were looking really bad. So the U.S. and the United Kingdom planned a secret ground war. And since they decided they were going to go in with troops, they went ahead and stepped up the bombing campaign. And you guys may not know this because it doesn't really happen in the U.S., but apparently over in Serbia, the Serbian TV is used as propaganda to get the people on the government side.
Oh, that doesn't happen here.
And the U.S. military knew that that's what he was doing, so they went ahead and bombed Serbian TV and took it out.
Hmm.
Now then, the U.S. Prepares for a huge 4-day bombing campaign on Belgrade again. Politicians were all in line with it, except on the first night, they, because of an outdated CIA map, they hit the Chinese embassy and killed 3 Chinese nationals.
God, what a disaster.
Clinton agrees to the ground war in public. The generals are all saying, no, this is a really bad idea. We're going to take lots of casualties, and winter's approaching, and we do not want to be there fighting. So then they decided to go ahead and hit the power grid of Belgrade, which is, again, another command-and-control-type structure that exists most likely because of government. If we had something decentralized, they wouldn't do this. But effectively, what they were doing is terrorizing the population of the people of Belgrade into basically putting them at risk of freezing to death through the cold winter mm-hmm. that was coming up. So the Serbs kind of finally cave in, and they decide to pull out after pressure from Russia and so forth. And, you know, there's video of the troops pulling out of Bosnia, giving the finger to these people, and they're getting pelted with rocks and eggs and everything else. And today there's NATO and U.S. troops that are in there keeping the peace. But the skirmishes continue back and forth, and we're kind of like the parent in there saying, no, no, you can't do that. Leave them alone. And the moment we leave, the fighting's going to start right back up. And I don't think that it's any different in any other place. These people need to have their fight and just kind of get it out and let them work out their differences, and we're there stopping them interfering. And I can't think that the people there really appreciate that.
No, I don't imagine so. It's certainly a lot of history that I can't say I was aware of. I'm glad you brought it forth. I don't know if you have more to say, so hang on. 800-259-9231. It's just a sad history, just one section of the long, sad history of U.S. intervention overseas.
You can't give people freedom. They have to earn it.
More coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
Are you in the game? Your business has a website, but you could be losing a fortune in lost sales. Don't believe me? Try this test. Search for your product or service on Google, MSN, or Yahoo. If your website isn't listed in the top 10, you're not even on the field. People are searching for your product every day. Making sure they find your website before they find your competitor requires the skill of professionals like SEOP. If you've talked to so-called internet experts and you're skeptical, find out how businesses from Fortune 100s to startups drive more internet sales and higher profits thanks to SEOP. SEOP will drive customers to your website at a cost you can afford and get your website ranked in the top 10 on search engines guaranteed. Or they'll keep working until you get there at no cost.
Call SEOP now to learn more. 866-657-8520. 866-657-8520. 866-657-8520.
Good day, Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. August 22nd, 2008. Gold opened this morning at 822.20. 1 ounce gold coins can be purchased for 846.80, 417.30 per half ounce, and 208.65 for quarter ounce. That's 846.80, 417.30, or 208.65.
70% of China's 1 trillion reserves are in dollar, now purchasing 250,000 barrels of oil per day from Iran in euro. Japanese refiners buy 550,000 barrels, switching dollar to yen. Bad news for U.S. currency. China and Japan hold large positions in dollar. Trading equals permanent loss. Dollars fall into 65% of euro, erosion accelerates. Countries despise imperialistic policy of U.S., loss of confidence causing more selling. GAO is warning about the debt spiraling out of control. Why attack Iran? Jerome Corsi's Iran Leads Attack Against the U.S. Dollar document spells it out. Call 800-686-2237. The value of your hard-earned money is being destroyed in a global game of chess. Call 800-686-2237 for Corsi's report today. That's 800-686-2237.
Oh, what a beautiful day for the beach. Look, up there in the sky, it's Nonex Man. He's in a dive.
He must have found some ugly toenails on the beach.
Let's go look.
I'm Nonex Man, and your toenails need Nonex Nail Gel. Stop hiding them in the sand. Take them out. Let's see them.
Ooh. Oh, I'm so embarrassed.
Don't worry. Now there's Nonex Nail Gel. Use it on your toenails regularly, and they'll look fantastic in sandals.
Oh, I will, Nonex Man.
Great. Well, I'm off to find more ugly toenails.
Don't let Nonex Man find you with unsightly toenails. Buy diabetic-friendly, money-back guaranteed Nonex Nail Gel. It's in the foot care aisle at Supercenters, Walgreens, CVS, Long's, Meijer, Giant Eagle, Car Drug, Snyder's, Duane Reade, Philo, and Rite Aid.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit, foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications with low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions. RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. That again, 800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features, they're free, including the bulletin board system. We've got over 375,000 posts. It's a lot to talk about there. Fun stuff to serious issues. You'll find it all at bbs.freetalklive.com. That's bbs.freetalklive.com. And a new online store featuring whimsical and decorative knobs and poles is open for business. FunKnobs.com is catered toward consumers looking to give the playroom, kids room, bathroom, or even the kitchen a unique and fun flair. Toll-free phone customer service is available at 1-877-820-9224. FunKnobs.com is the creation of parent company InterKnobs.com online since 2004. So you really can call in about anything. Sam calling in a few moments ago to relay the story, which is pretty much unheard of in America. I know I never heard that much about the Bosnian. I learned more about the Bosnia-Serbian conflict in 10 minutes there than I'd ever known before.
Same here.
So I learned more stuff from the people that call this radio show than I think anywhere else.
I knew that it was going to be a U.S. Foreign policy disaster. Like, I just know that that's the case, because every time you use government, you employ government and force and guns and military, you're going to get all kinds of unintended consequences. And any time you stick your hand into somebody else's, some other country's business, it's like sticking your hand into a hornet's nest. And, you know, the American people are the ones that get hurt.
Now, speaking of business, I want to get to a story here that I mentioned last night we didn't get a chance to cover, and I know you've got some email, Mark. We'll get to that, too. Of course, your calls are primary if you make them at 800-259-9231. But we haven't talked for a little while about what's going on in Massachusetts with the effort to actually repeal the state income tax there. Now, if you've been paying attention to liberty-oriented political stuff over the last decade, you know they tried this before. I think it was about 4 years ago the last time. Maybe it was 6 years. It seems, 2000. Yeah, I don't know. It was a while back. Anyway, 4 to 6 years ago they tried this, and they did pretty well. They actually got something like 45% of Massachusetts voters to turn out and vote in favor of getting rid of the Massachusetts state income tax. So Carla Howell from the Center for Small Government and Michael Cloud are trying again. And the Center for Small Government back in action. They've managed to get the question back on the ballot, and every time this happens, the news media and the government people mobilize as much as they possibly can to oppose this. They will make it sound like, if you listen to these government people, they'll make it sound like the world will come to an end if the Massachusetts income tax is repealed.
That's how they feel
November.
On every one of their taxes, and it's right. Every government agency ever. Anytime you threaten to take these things away from these people, you know, in the same way they're taking taxes from the people, they're essentially stealing them. They act like it's going to be, it's going to be the next apocalypse.
So here's the latest on that particular story. From BostonHerald.com, it's basically a hit piece against Carla Howell. Just want to give you an idea of some of the things they're having to deal with. We haven't been following every single thing about this particular
event. It's a single state issue.
Right. But it's interesting the way they are coming out on the attack against Carla Howell. Here's the story from Hillary Chabot. The move to repeal the state income tax is already paying off for a pair of activists who've pocketed tens of thousands of dollars heading up the ballot campaign, a Herald Review has found. In fact, libertarian activists Carla Howell and Michael Cloud took in nearly $200,000 in consulting fees for two anti-tax ballot initiatives and work on their political campaigns over the past 6 years. Oh, well, first it sounded like $200,000. You know, that'd be a lot of money for a year. But it's over 6 years between two people. So it's $100,000 over 6 years. That's less than 20 grand, I think, per.
Doesn't sound like a lot of money.
Yeah, that's. I think that's below the poverty line by the government's own definitions, as a matter of fact. But this is what they're trying to make it look like. These people are bad, bad. They're greedy, greedy libertarians. See, they're just lining their pockets with your donations. They're going to take the money and run, and you're still going to have to pay the income tax because you're going to lose, suckers. Well, that's not how she says it, but here's Ms. Chabot's article. In the 18-month period after the first income tax question failed, the Committee for Small Government, which listed Cloud as its treasurer and Howell's Wayland home as its headquarters, continued to accept political contributions, and the pair took nearly 89 cents of every dollar donated for past consulting fees. Howell said the committee remained open to pay off their debts, which included $29,000 for her and about $25,000 for Cloud. The committee finally disbanded in May of 2004 and launched anew in 2007 without Cloud in any official capacity. Howell insists it's all been a labor of love. She says the cash is payment for 80-hour work weeks, that she makes calls, draws up literature, and attends events in order to get rid of what she regards as a repressive 5.3% income tax. Howell says, I make a fraction of what I did in the private sector, who used to be a high-tech consultant and ran unsuccessfully for governor in 2002. She says, no one who knows the people in this campaign would infer that money is the motivator. Yet Kareem Creighton, a fellow at the Initiative and Referendum Institute in California, said that while there's nothing illegal about getting paid for work on the committee, it's unusual and politically risky for those working on a ballot initiative to make money from it. So I'm sure that if you had a whole bunch of money that you could sit on, then it would make
sense. Apparently, only rich people can be politically active,
or
at least on a full-time
saying, right?
basis. He may or may not be right. I don't know. I mean, I don't know what is politically risky. I don't have any idea. I know that the fact is the people that are working against her are getting paid full-time because they work for the government, you know, and you have to pay them.
From a distance, Creighton said, it looks like the proponent of this income tax referendum is doing nothing more than trying to fill up their pockets as opposed to backing a question they really believe in. So, again, if you aren't working at any sort of job, if you don't have any other money coming in, and you don't have tremendous amounts of savings to just sit on and spend all of your money on this particular initiative, then it's apparently a bad thing to put a little bit of food on your table in the meantime with this money. Pretty amazing that they could even bother to take this pathetic position in this particular attack piece.
Well, it's all I've got to say is I'm glad that... talk radio is considered a commercial venture and people get paid for it, and people, you know, don't consider
right.
what I, you know, me getting paid and feeding my family because I do this full time as a terrible thing. I don't consider what Carla Howell's done here a terrible thing either.
For her part, Howell said those behind the committee opposing the initiative have far more money. The Coalition for Our Communities includes high profile players such as former Blue Cross Blue Shield executive Peter Mead, who are fighting the question. Yeah, again, this is the question to repeal the Massachusetts state income tax.
Right. They should, and this is only a putting it on the ballot. This isn't. You know, that's it. It's putting it on
yep.
the ballot.
Which
shouldn't the people of Massachusetts be able to choose that? Apparently, these people, the Coalition for Our Communities, doesn't want the people of Massachusetts to be able to choose that. I mean, if the income tax is so great, and then it shouldn't be a problem at all.
Well, indeed, the Coalition for Our Communities says that. Apparently the question would cut about $12.7 billion from the state budget and save taxpayers $3,600 a year. The contentious initiative, which nabbed a surprise 45% of the vote back in 2002, has sparked vocal opposition from political heavy hitters such as Governor Deval Patrick. So they're really all coming out in force against this particular ballot initiative. And if it did 45% in 2002, maybe they'll do better this time around.
People's pockets, it's tighter than it was in 2002.
We'll keep our eyes on this for you. And, of course, you can bring up whatever's on your mind. Dial in toll-free, 800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live.
Attention. This is an extremely urgent self-reliant news bulletin. If you have ever wanted to produce your own cheaper-than-dirt survival food, this is going to be the most important message you will ever hear. Here is why. This network has just learned of a new video course that reveals the secrets of how to safely prepare and store all types of survival foods in an event of social unrest and food shortages here in the U.S. Grain shortages and hunger are spreading across the globe. Will troops guard the food supplies in the U.S. this fall? Don't wait. Learn the food shortage skills that can keep you and your family alive in a crisis. Get the details at foodshortageusa.com. That's foodshortageusa.com. Or you can call toll-free 877-327-0365. Don't wait for empty shelves. Go to foodshortageusa.com while you still have time. www.foodshortageusa.com. Or toll-free at 877-327-0365. Act now.
Hi there. I want to talk to you about a dirty word.
Hangover.
I know. As the makers of Drink and Mate Hangover Defense Tablets, we hear it every day. Grown, respectable adults don't get
hangovers.
Hangovers are what you got in college when you had about 10 too many at the frat house and then rolled out of bed bright and early at the crack of noon the next day. These days, well, sure, sometimes you'll have a couple drinks with dinner and sometimes you'll wake up with a little headache feeling just a bit queasy. But that's not really a hangover, is it? Well, call it what you want, but now you don't need to get one. Thanks to Drink and Mate Hangover Defense. Just pop one fizzy Drink and Mate tablet into a glass of water just after you have a couple drinks. They taste great, and the patented guava leaf extract formula works while you sleep. so you wake up with no headache, no queasiness, no hangover. Look for the green box at retailers everywhere. For a location near you, visit drinkandmate.com. Drinkandmate Hangover Defense. It's how smart, responsible people like us avoid hangovers.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At hempusa.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At hempusa.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset, so try it today. Store it today and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
In this age of advanced electronics, we have many new amazing technologies. Smartphones, intelligent credit cards, even cars that talk and park themselves. In 2004, John Wright Laboratories perfected the technology known as the Rife machine. The new JW Labs Model A is a compact, solid-state, battery-powered personal therapy device that's in a class by itself. Larger than a cell phone, smaller than a CD player, the Model A has power and accuracy that exceeds anything else that's available at any price, even for top professionals. Use it just 5 minutes as part of your daily hygiene to give you the edge against any past, present, or future pathogen with 99% reliability. Use it to gain control of the most serious forms of disease. The Model A comes with everything you need to get started, along with unlimited customer service and a lifetime replacement warranty. Act now, because the future is here today. Call 888-891-1122. That's 888-891-1122. Or visit jwlabs.com. That's jwlabs.com today.
Are you tired of searching for Freak Talk Radio? Well, search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. You can bring up what you want if you dial in toll-free to 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, and it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
Again, that number is 1-800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We've got the Shrine of Female Listeners, dozens of ladies who have sent us their validated photo to prove they listen to the show. Head over to shrine.freetalklive.com and see what that's all about. Again, shrine.freetalklive.com. To your calls we go. To Vince in California. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Vince.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Hey, what's on your mind?
Hey, you guys were just talking about some newspaper article doing some sort of expose on these evil, greedy libertarians taking advantage of the people that want to end the income tax.
Yeah,
how they're making all kinds of money off of these poor saps.
Yeah, all kinds of less than $20,000 a year.
Yeah, well, so I'm sure that the next article is going to be about how much money the supporters of the income tax are making. Like, I'm talking about the people in the legislature. You know, how much money are they making?
Oh, no, that's not going to happen. The Boston and Massachusetts media is not going to question the status quo. Don't be silly.
Anyway, I just wanted to call in and point out that obvious hypocrisy. Those people that are working in the state capitol are making way more money off of this thing. Probably many of them are making more than $200,000 a year, you know, as opposed to $200,000 over the course of 6 years for two people. Ridiculous.
Absolutely. Many of these government administrators and government bureaucrats are making very, very nice full-time salaries.
Yeah. Anyway, that's all I got.
Thanks for the call, Vince. Appreciate hearing from you.
Despicable.
1-800-259-9231. But if you take the media down in Massachusetts, if you take their viewpoint on this, it's, you know, the status quo is great. Let's keep it here. What are you crazy libertarians doing trying to get rid of the income tax? We like things just fine how they are. Our political system, we really like it. Stop trying to ruin it for us. Stop it. And that's basically their message.
Of course they feel like that things are being ruined for them because, well, taxes are theft, and it's nice to have stolen money to fill your pockets with.
Yeah.
It's nice to get your road paved by people that may or may not have wanted to pay that road.
It's nice not to have to really work for a living. provide a valuable product or service on a voluntary basis in the marketplace like the rest of us. It's nice to be able to be guaranteed every year after year an increasing paycheck or an increasing budget for your particular bureaucracy. And so this will be the first year, if this goes through, it'll be the first time in who knows how long in Massachusetts that the state budget has actually would go down. Although I must say, I can't say I've actually read the Massachusetts ballot initiative that's coming up here to repeal the income tax. But I feel like it's just going to go. I mean, even if it passes, I feel like they're going to do something. You know, a court's going to step in, declare it unconstitutional, or the legislature's going to, you know, eliminate the income tax and then just create another one. Because they didn't have to ask the voters to create the income tax, did they? I don't imagine they did.
I don't know.
So if the voters get to come in and say, well, we don't want the income tax anymore, then what would stop them from, you know, stopping it for a week and then bringing it back? I suppose there could be provisions in the actual ballot question, but I'll have to look into that because I'm curious.
I don't know. I mean, you know, they're tricky yeah. folks, that's
don't
for sure.
Trust them. I understand that it's a, you know, it's basically the voters are telling them what they want them to do, but there have been plenty of examples.
Where the legislature doesn't really care what the voters want.
How about California? After 1996, they voted in this Proposition 215 that was to make medical marijuana available in California, and it took over a decade for that to really take any sort of serious effect, wherein the police in California are no longer arresting the people for growing medical marijuana. They didn't care about what the ballot initiative said right off the bat. It took forever to make anything happen there. A lot of people had to get arrested and had to have their lives ruined in order to actually progress that. Right here in our very own Keene, New Hampshire, there was some ballot initiative that authorized the city to sell off this particular school board building. It's a very expensive building, which is only housing administrators. It doesn't do anything.
I believe it's only a third or a half occupied. I mean, the rooms are just empty.
And so the voters voted to get rid of this, but because of the wording of the ballot initiative, they only authorized the city to sell the building. So everybody
And this happened before we moved here.
Right.
It's been 2 years.
Right. So everybody thought that they were telling the city to sell the building. But the city, the wording said they're authorized to, which means the city government bureaucrats could just sit there and say, well, thanks for the authorization.
No, we'd have done it if we felt like doing it anyway. So,
which they haven't done.
Screw you people. Yeah.
So I just don't know how effective all this is going to be. I guess we'll find out. I'm hoping the best. I am. I hope that Massachusetts overwhelmingly votes to repeal the income tax and it goes away and stays away. But knowing the political realm and knowing the way things tend to work, it's hard for me to really believe that this is going to stick. It's just hard for me. I hope I'm wrong, and I hope that, you know, 2 years from now, Massachusetts still doesn't have an income tax after this thing passes this November. We'll find out. All in good time, right? Let's continue with your calls and talk to X in California. You are on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hello, X.
I filed a Proposition 9 form. I live in California. And,
what's that?
Well, if the housing market drops, it sort of protects you because, like, I bought my house for $205,000, and then now it's probably worth, like, in the 160s or 170s.
Mm.
And
how
so
does that
instead
protect
of being assessed at the $205,000, you know, they'll lower it down. So you got to do a little legwork, get some houses that have sold that are comparable.
Yeah.
You need three examples, stuff like that. So I followed the forms, but then there's a thing on there where you put what you think you're about, what they should tax, what you think they should tax you at.
Right.
And I put on there that I thought I was exempt and that they shouldn't tax me. And so I got to have a nice little chat with the bureaucrat at the tax place and explain to him, you know, my position on how I would really rather not partake in, you know, what they have going on. I just kind of want to be left alone. I'd rather, you know, guys didn't bill me.
I doubt he had much appreciation for your viewpoint. What was their response?
Well, the first thing he mentioned was, well, what about the roads?
Oh, jeez.
And they always say that, what about the roads,
yep.
You know. But
well, it's their best product. I mean, roads are the best product.
Well, it's their best product, and they have a monopoly on it because they have they've authorized in their constitution eminent domain, which is, you know, the taking of property in order to, you know, build roads and parks and things like that if they need to do such a thing. So they have a distinct advantage over anybody else who would compete in the marketplace, assuming it was legal to compete in building roads. So,
and I'm not saying the roads
Speaking
are great.
Speaking of eminent domain, there's like this pioneer guy who like built my little Northwest old logging town, and he donated some land for a city park. And what it is a community vegetable garden, and it feeds like about 14 families eat out of it, and people learn agricultural skills and things.
Yeah.
Well, we have a slimy bureaucrat who's like trying to steal it and turn it into low-income housing. Just amazing the things they try and pull, you know?
Yep, that's
just terrible.
I'm sorry to hear about that. So did you want to share more of your story?
I just think bureaucrats need to be stopped everywhere.
How are we going to do it, though? What do you think the best way about that
is? It starts with making them feel uncomfortable when you talk to them. You know, not in a threatening manner, but just, you know, I just ask them, why are you ripping me off?
You know, I think a lot of them say things like, you know, this conversation's making me uncomfortable. I feel threatened by this conversation. They say things like that. Look, you feel threatened because you feel threatened, okay?
Yeah.
It has nothing to do with me. Nobody here is threatening anyone except you threatening me if I don't pay the taxes that you are saying that I owe.
If I don't come up with money for the rest of my life, you're going to throw me out in the street with armed men.
I think
that's
that another
more threatening
approach,
than anything.
Besides, as you're suggesting, making them uncomfortable, I think that one of the best ways to make a bureaucrat uncomfortable is to bring a camera everywhere you go. And if you're going to be interacting with a bureaucrat, bring a camera along so you can record the entire encounter. We had some interactions with bureaucrats earlier this week, and one of them told us, I don't consent to being recorded. Or, excuse me, I don't give you permission, was what they said. And we've actually heard that from a couple different bureaucrats. And so I was thinking of a good response for that. I'm thinking, well, I didn't ask you for permission. Is this public property?
Are you a public servant?
Yeah, I think that would be a good comeback, because then it puts them back into this corner where they have to admit that this is public property that they're on. Of course, if they claim it's private property, then things get kind of interesting. Thanks for the call, dude, and keep up the good work out there. More on the way. You can take control. Bring up anything. It is Free Talk Live.
You ever have one of those days where everything goes right? First, I get the best parking space at work. Tonight, I have a date with a very lovely Rachel. And today, I gave a killer presentation in Sydney, finalized a contract in London, and demoed our new product in Boston. Online, from my desk, with WebEx. WebEx lets me take meetings and give presentations from my desk. I just talk to clients on the phone, and they watch what's happening on my desktop from their desktop. So I can travel the world and still be here for my date tonight with Rachel.
Travel less, meet online. Go to WebEx.com and try WebEx free. Just click the radio graphic and enter promo code 600 to get a free trial and a free webcam, too. Remember that code, 600, to qualify for the free webcam. WebEx, now part of Cisco and used by more than 5.5 million people every month. Give it a try, free. Go to WebEx.com and enter the promo code 600. WEBEX.com. Free webcams available while supplies last. Terms and restrictions apply. See website for details.
Every week, thousands of violent crimes are committed. Don't let yourself become a statistic. Be smart. Be safe. Trust pepper spray instead of your luck. Pepperspray.com is the only website you'll ever need for all of your non-lethal self-defense supplies. Pepperspray.com carries one of the largest assortments of pepper spray and personal safety products on the web. From big to small, we have it all. Pepper spray, mace, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. Pepperspray.com also carries a large assortment of products for personal, home, child, and pet safety. Pepperspray.com has great news for outdoor enthusiasts. Now you can protect yourself against possible animal attacks with safe, humane animal repellents, featuring Counter Assault Bear Deterrent and Mace Brand Animal Repellent. Enter radio in the coupon box and you'll receive 10% off your order. So what are you waiting for? Go to PEPPERspray.com. That's Pepperspray.com, or call 1-800-908-9988 today.
This is a public announcement for people who are behind on their credit card payments and/or carry a burden of unsecured debt. The public may now call a toll-free number for help and consultation on debt problems. The number to call is 1-800-981-3621. This is a confidential call. The call and consultation are free to the public. The toll-free number is 1-800-981-3621. Anyone with debt of $5,000 or more is eligible for this program. The call and consultation are free to the general public as a courtesy of 800 credit card debt. Again, this is a public announcement for people who are behind on their credit card payments and or carry a burden of unsecured debt. The public may now call for consultation on debt problems. The number to call is 1-800-981-3621. This is a confidential call. The call and consultation are free to the public. The toll-free number is 1-800-981-3621. 1-800-981-3621.
We all know that the Berkey water systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. The revolutionary Berkey Light self-sterilizing and recleanable purification elements purify water by removing pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and by extracting harmful chemicals such as herbicides, pesticides, VOCs, organic solvents, radon-222, and trihalomethanes. They also reduce nitrates, nitrates, sediment, and unhealthy minerals such as lead and mercury. As an authorized dealer for over 2.5 years, serving thousands of satisfied customers, we offer amazing specials for Berkey Light water systems. Order the Berkey Light system today, complete with 2 black Berkey filter elements and free KDF shower filter for only $209, plus free shipping. That's right, free shipping and 1 KDF shower filter, a $49 value free for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653, or simply click on the banner at gcnlive.com to order online now. Not yet available in Iowa.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever's on your mind if you dial in toll-free at 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, and it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. So, by the way, if you like the show and want to help support Free Talk Live, go to amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, whatever you need to buy. Amazon probably sells it, and they probably sell it pretty darn cheap, plus free Super Saver shipping on a whole lot of items. Again, get a send a percentage of your sale to us if you enter through amazon.freetalklive.com. To the email box here, this one from Adam. He says, guys, this is regarding an email on a prior episode about a simple definition for liberty. He says, I've struggled with the same issues that were brought up in the email. I think that the no harm and no initiated force axioms work well for most cases. But as the emailer pointed out, there are cases where they don't. What in engineering are known as edge cases or boundary conditions. For the most part, it's easy to ignore these edge cases and just rely on the current definitions, but that never satisfied me. I've been looking for another definition just as you were asking for, and I came up with something which might work. Yeah, I may be missing something, though. But so far, it seems satisfying. So, here you go. I decided to take a completely different tack, instead focusing on what a person can and can't do. I looked beyond that to, or instead of focusing on those things, I looked beyond that to focus on consequences. I would define a free society as one where responsibility for actions ultimately resides with those who do the act. It's not possible to achieve this completely. No system or lack of system would be able to handle all cases. But that is the ideal, and a free society is one which never stands in the way of it. For example, if you were to throw a rock through your neighbor's window, you would be responsible to replace the window and repair any other damage.
Sounds good.
You could choose to not pay restitution, but you would then be responsible for any consequences, such as loss of reputation or ostracism, or even forcible removal of your property. Likewise, the owner of the window would then be responsible for any consequences if they tried to force the money out of you. Arbitration would be needed in many cases to determine who was responsible for what, and they would be responsible for any decisions they handed down. Any group or individual who enforced the decision of an arbitrator would be responsible for the way in which they did the enforcing. Even if the rock throwing was an accident, you must take responsibility for the throwing, and the owner must take responsibility for having the window where it was. Whose responsibility is greater would depend on circumstances. It works as well for the example of using initiated force to push a person out of the way of a bus. As long as you take responsibility for any injuries that person may sustain, then you are okay. No need to be concerned about the paradox of initiating force on that person. If you move too quickly and the person can show that the bus would not have hit them, then you're responsible for the breaking of their leg against the curb. As long as you know this beforehand, it doesn't make it difficult to act. The other side of the coin is that people must also take responsibility for their inaction. If someone breaks your window, but you choose to do nothing about finding out who and punishing them, then you take the responsibility on yourself. You are responsible for finding your own justice in the world. This would probably be pretty scary to some people, particularly those with a more socialist mindset.
Well, in defense here, the likelihood of the police finding out who broke your window is microscopic.
Yeah, it's pretty small.
I mean, I'm sorry, they're just not going to spend any time on it. They're going to come by.
Right.
Yeah, your window's broken. Here, let me fill out a broken window report for you.
Well, we had somebody steal, I don't know if I mentioned this on the air, but we had somebody steal the center console out of our car here in Keene recently.
A piece of plastic.
Yeah, the entire piece of the center console was literally ripped out of our car, and the reason why was because there was a little change holder thing in there.
Well, I had the top slashed on my BMW for, you know, some change that was in my little ashtray thing there.
Right. I mean, it was amazing.
It's amazing what people will do for change.
Yeah. I mean, there couldn't have been more than $3 worth of change there, and they just, instead of scooping the change out, they just ripped the entire plastic piece out. So
seems odd.
Should I have called the police and reported that to them?
I don't see what the point
no.
is.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, I would have then had to wait for the police to come and talk to me and fill out their paperwork. And
I think you could, if you have the right insurance, you could claim the the damage against your, to your insurance company.
But
and
even
the
that
insurance
isn't even
company
worth it.
Would want a, likely a police report.
Yeah, and but even that's not even worth it. I mean, even the time on the phone it would take to report the claim wouldn't be worth it. For the $3 and whatever the piece of plastic was worth.
Well, you're not going to get the $3 back.
Yeah, right.
You left change in your car and then the door unlocked. I'm sorry. You deserve to have your change taken. However, it would seem to me that if a thief is going to do that, they should at least have the decency to just take your change and not a piece of your car.
Yeah, it was crazy. Anyway, so we get back to his definition here. He says you're responsible for finding your own justice in the world, but life's like that anyway, and this is just being honest about it. What's really different about this way of thinking is that it's not morality-based, as the do-no-harm and other definitions of liberty are. That's both a strength and a weakness. Strength, because it's impartial and it covers all cases, even though it may not always be possible to identify who is responsible. Weakness, because it's not as compelling as a moral argument. Also, it will allow for things that may seem abhorrent. Actually, the moral argument allows for these things to happen too, but just makes lip service to them being wrong. The responsibility axiom just acknowledges that they happen without making a judgment. For example, what if you murdered your neighbor and no one cared? Suppose he was someone that no one liked, who had no family and no property to speak of. The responsibility of the murder falls to you, but there are no consequences since no one is interested in enforcing that responsibility. Perhaps it's just a loss of reputation, or your other neighbors decide not to speak to you, or maybe nothing at all. The moral argument says this is a travesty without providing any additional resolution. The responsibility axiom says that justice has been done, even if nothing has been done at all. It's just not good PR, even though it's more realistic. And finally, one aspect of government, which is actually at the very core of government, is that no one takes responsibility for its actions. So this hypothetical responsibility-based society can obviously not have a government. I consider the moral argument of doing no harm to be one of supreme importance to me personally, but it's insufficient as a basis for a societal structure, considering all of the human beings that would be there. The responsibility axiom will work, though, even if it's not very good at selling itself. Any thoughts there, Mark?
Well, I agree with his analysis of it at the end. Is you know, it doesn't have the emotional sizzle that the harm the libertarian creed, what do you call it? I don't even know. Basically, I will not employ.
I've changed it. I used to use the Harry Brown definition. I'm sort of shifting over to, I think, something that you've suggested. Harry Brown's old definition was you should be free to live how you want so long as you don't harm others. And I like your definition of aggressing against others. Or I think it was you that mentioned it before.
You know, I use the term aggression as opposed to force.
Yeah, but live free as long as you don't aggress against others or their property, which is essentially an extension of them.
Yeah, but the libertarian, the oath that you sign, if you join the Libertarian Party.
Oh, that oath?
Right.
I don't support or advocate
the use of force.
Use of force.
To achieve political or social goals.
It's been a long time.
And I've used that, just mentioning it to people. people in the past, and people really like it.
Really?
Well, that's great, you know, because it sounds very peaceful. Who wouldn't want that? So.
Yeah, but it's long and it's lengthy, and I think that the live free, do as you want, so long as you don't aggress against your neighbor. I think that's really short. And
I think it's simple, but I think that I would rather see people presented with the longer one first than the shorter one.
Really?
I would.
I think simple is generally better. Obviously, if you get too simple, then it loses meaning. But I think that the aggression one that I gave is pretty simple, and it still has its full meaning to it. So we'll disagree on that. 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. Perhaps you'd like to add your thoughts into this conversation of, you know, if somebody asks you, well, what does it mean? What does liberty really mean anyway? What does it mean to be free?
I've never had anyone ask me that. Because it's a word that gets used so often.
It's here
in America. I don't know what it's like in the rest of the world, but it gets used so often, and they just don't know what it means.
Yeah, you're right. I mean, people go around and they talk about how America's
liberty
a free country.
Essentially means to Americans democratic voting.
You know, I think you're right about that, Mark. I don't think that they actually. I wonder what most Americans would say if you actually asked them that. It'd be kind of an interesting experiment. Yeah, what does liberty mean to you? That'd be a great kind of man on the street, get a video camera out, and just ask a bunch of people that question. I'd be very curious as to what the responses
would be. Follow up with, do we have liberty in America?
Mm. Yeah, you know, the voiceover at Freeminds TV used to do stuff like that. It was particularly good.
I like those. Any of those man on the street interviews goes to show just how stupid the man
people
on the street
are
is.
Just so, well, stupid, Mark, I don't like that term. I think.
Look, if you don't know who the vice president of the United States are, you're not ignorant, you're an idiot.
Well, I don't know about that. I mean, it's
possible.
Yeah,
I do. No. Look, man, are you that insular? Are you that concerned with your own life that you don't know who the vice president of the
What's
United
wrong
States
with that?
Are?
Oh,
I'm not saying.
Why does that make you stupid?
Well, it's you're stupid because you're not
what relevance
trying
is
to find out about your
I'll
world.
I'll defend this person. What relevance is it who to them who the vice president is?
Because the politicians steal from you, man.
But they steal whether it's Al Gore or whether it's whoever the hell the guy is, Cheney. I mean, they're all the same to me, so I don't blame. I happen to know who
Look,
they are
because
I do a talk show.
If you can't name the state that sits next door to you either, you're still an idiot. I don't know that you have to know it. You don't have to be smart.
Hour two is coming up. You can take control. Trivia does not make intelligence. More on the way. Free Talk Live.
It's a good substitute.
Are you remodeling your kitchen or bath? Perhaps you just want to easily update the look of those old cabinets or that old set of drawers. InterKnobs.com offers a wide variety of knobs, pulls, bath accessories, and plumbing fixtures for every taste and budget. Free Talk Live listeners can save 10% on all InterKnobs.com merchandise by using code FTL at checkout. That's InterKnobs.com. InterKnobs.com. Friendly service and wholesale prices for knobs, pulls, and more at InterKnobs.com. And don't forget, use code FTL to save 10%.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
It's a fact.